I'm a South Carolinian, and I'm going to sing a song that I wrote about a fellow South Carolinian. Someone I never met, but I wish I had. He was a hero of mine. Sometimes when I come here, I feel a bit like Josh White. In one funny sort of way, there's so many traditional players around here, and here I am, the songwriter, you know, kind of like the turd in the punch bowl. Josh White was always treated as way too cabaret by the folkies. And the cabaret people thought he was just way too folky. But he persisted and became the most famous folk singer of the 30s and 40s. Here's to Josh White. Oh, Josh White was a natural man. Held a plug nickel in the palm of his hand. Raised it up like a glass to his eye. What he saw through the nickel made the natural man cry. Lord, 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 this morning made a natural man cry. Then through the nickel a vision arose. He saw an actor in the jungle with a bone in his nose. He saw a maid in an apron with a Hollywood grin. He heard a singer at the back door slamming again. Lord, 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 heard the back door slamming again. High up on a mountain sat the Lord and the natural man. Old Josh White got the gift of song, but he never saw the promised land. You know he never saw the promised land. Josh White laid the nickel down. He put his hands in his pockets and he strolled into town. He looked to the left and over to the right, but he couldn't find a place to spend his money that night. Lord, 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 he should want to spend some money tonight. Now he ran to the hotel, dollar in hand. But they wouldn't take a dollar from no colored man. He said, it's getting mighty late, mister, where can I go? He said, well, play me a tune, let you sleep on the floor. Lord, 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 Josh White asleep on the floor. High up on a mountain sat the Lord and the natural man. The gift of song, he never saw the promised land. No, he never saw the promised land. Yonder, where the angels were found, all the blood from his fingers stained the heavenly ground. There ain't nothing to do but to do what you do, and you do it till they roll a stone over you. Lord, 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 don't let them roll a stone over you. High up on a mountain sat the Lord and the natural man. White got the gift of song, but he never saw the promised land. High up on a mountain, I heard a cold black angel sing. And I bet a plug nickel if he came back tomorrow, it wouldn't change a goddamn thing. No, it wouldn't change a goddamn thing. Thank you very much. Thank you. Had he lived, this would have been Josh White's 100th year. I'm going to play a song from a collection of songs I put together that influenced me very strongly. I got an album that has every kind of song from Frank Sinatra to Duane Eddy on it. This one's from the Mississippi Sheiks. In the spring, one sunny day, my sweetheart left me and ran away. Oh, she's gone, I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. She called me up from El Paso, said, come back, daddy, I need you so, 'cause she's gone, I don't worry, and I'm sitting on top of the world. My peaches, don't shake my tree. Get out of my orchard, let my peaches be. Oh, now she's gone, I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Don't come here running, holding up your hand. I'm gonna find a woman like you found your man. Now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Is there nobody in the world to trust? Oh, now she's gone, gone, and I don't worry. Lord, I'm sitting on top of the world. Mississippi River's deep and wide. The woman I love, Lord, she's standing on the other side. Oh, she's gone, and I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. That's the truth. One of the classes I'm teaching is called In the Songwriter's Guitar. And I like to play for my students there one of my favorites of my own songs. I don't play it often in concert because people get a little too lively, and sometimes if you slow them too far down, they go away or go to sleep. I'm going to tell you, you know, with this weather, I've got a song for you. Oh, if I got a song. You know, this stuff here, this is like a nice spring day for us in South Carolina. Well, let me get this thing in tune here, and I'll be right with you. It's, the catch is that the weather has profound influence on the character of a community. I don't know what I did. Bennett, come here, fix this for me, will you? But there was a drought in the Deep South about 10 years ago. And well, things got really bad. And people were kind of really antsy. It went on for 5 years. People were not
dealing with things very well, dealing with each other very well. In the deep south, back in the backwoods, there's some people back there who are my friends, and some of them my family, maybe. People that, when you folks come from up north and decide to travel south and take a back road, and you encounter them, you kind of think you hear banjos. So here's a song about to drop from that period of time. Think you're hot now. August ain't no place for man nor beast along this river. I could raise a sweat with just the thought of sitting down. People get so testy in this heavy, humid weather, where the ivy leaves burn right into the ground. Corn is at my knees and it crackles like brown paper. Gators eat each other when the water gets this low. Ain't no sign of rain, wells are dried up, tempers flaring. The bugs will have a feast tonight, I know. Lyle sits alone down on the dock drinking whiskey, staring in the mud at a rattler dying slow. Lyle never came back from the jungle South Pacific. This heat might not affect him, I don't know. Kenneth sprinkles water on his mother's little garden, but all those filling station boys are restless on his mind. They'll devise a torment and humiliation for him as the young tomatoes wither on the vine. Souls in this thirsty town. The summer brings a fever, no sign of relief. How much hotter can the sun beat down? Seven months along, Miss Emily planned to go to Texas. Desperate for a man, she found one more than her share. All those magazines taught her love's little secrets. Now the dusty morning greyhound chokes the air. Miss Maud is up at sunrise and she walks down through the arbor, licking thin, dry lips as she stares into the ground. That cracking soil is home now to the only one who kissed her. 60 years of drought still gets her down. How much hotter can the sun be down on tortured souls in this thirsty town? The summer brings a fever, no sign of. Hotter can the sun beat down? The fan up in the window moves the curtains just a little. Lying on my bed, I know my sheets are soaking wet. August ain't no place for man nor beast along this river. The heat'll make a beast out of me yet. The mercury's above 110 in the shade. I crave a sip of sweet lemonade. And Lyle wraps his head up in a wet bandana, and he slithers through the swamplands of South Carolina. Oh, how much hotter can the sun be down on tortured souls in this thirsty town? Summer brings a fever, no sign of relief. How much hotter can the sun be down? Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry, baby. Play something a little cooler, maybe. I'm gonna play another song here that is not mine. I used to play this back in the days when the band was still alive and well. Greatest rock and roll band of all times, the Beatles notwithstanding, in my mind. Interesting thing about it was, and this is kind of an embarrassment, there was four Canadians, and they sounded so Southern. And why did they? Because for the guy sitting behind the drums from Turkey Scratch, Arkansas, that's why. Pulled into Nazareth. If you hear that, you know where you are, you know. And here they come. I got some folks going to help me on the chorus of the song. I brought this out to celebrate and to remember the great Levon Helm. And yeah. But as I was singing it, and I come up north where all y'all folks, all y'all's is. And I find people saying, you know, you Southern people, why don't you just get over the Civil War? And I say, well, you'd feel differently if perhaps you had lost. The thing is, though, that these folks seem to think from talking to me that this, the culture of the Southern personality, the culture in the South, is determined by the Civil War. I beg to differ. I'll say it was determined by the immediate period afterwards, the badly named Reconstruction, where the folks from up north came down and took my great-granddaddy's stuff, and the Hugh Springs Mercantile Company fell into the wrong hands for a while, and finally it came back to the family. But they came and they took everything. And how this great songwriter from Ontario was able to capture the Reconstruction in a wonderful song is just kind of an embarrassment to me. But I've got some friends who are going to come on. They're going to come on whenever they like. Yep, here comes Rhonda and Sparky. And Kate Campbell somewhere around. And they're going to do what you're going to do. I want to let you know that, that when the chorus comes around, you will know this song. And you will sing it. And don't want to have to come out there. So thank you all again for being here, and thank you all for doing this with me as we rush out in a flame of glory here at the end. And when the chorus comes around, please join me in singing the song. And for you Joan Baez people, do not sing her phrasing. She made sport of this song when she sang it. She made it sound like, oh boy, Dixie's down, oh, you know, come to town. I'm sorry, I'm going to try to sing it the way I hope that Levon Helm would feel it should be sung. Virgil Caine is my name, and I served on the Danville train till Stoneman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry and just barely alive. By May 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they rolled Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the people were singing. They went na 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 na. Back with my wife in Tennessee, well, one day she called to me. Virgil, quick, come see, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now, I don't mind chopping wood, and I don't care if my money's no good. You can take what you need, but leave the rest. And they should never have taken the very best. The night. My father before me, I will work the land. Like my brother above me, I'll take a rebel stand. He was just 18, he was proud, he was brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. And I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise a cane back up when he's in defeat. The night Parking.